Olot, Perek Chet, and Mishnah Bit. Very good. Zokta Helika Mishnah. So now we're talking about, remember, the different categories. Some things are considered to be an ohel for all issues. That is to say, they spread the tumah underneath them, and they prevent the tumah from penetrating. Some of them are only an ohel for one or the other. They allow things to spread tumah under them, but they won't stop the tumah from penetrating them, or vice versa. They will stop this tumah from penetrating them, but they won't spread. That's weird. Wow, what could that be? All right, we got to think about that. And there are some that do not act as an ohel in any way, and they neither prevent tumah from penetrating them, nor will they spread the tumah. So now we started listing things that are surprisingly ohalim, both legabe spreading and legabe chotzitzing, and we're continuing. So, continuing on, hazizim. So you've got a shelf, a ledge that sticks out of a wall. Or a gizriot. We've got like a mirpeset that is made out of pieces of wood sticking out. Or you've got shovachot, which are the dovecotes. Or you have shekifim vislaim. So shekifim vislaim are actual ohalim that were, ohalot that were made as large areas, but they're made by nature, either through water or just through the way that the stones collapsed. Or if you have geharim, a geharim is if you've got a cave, and there's a opening that allows light into the cave, classical kind of cases, you know, that they set up for the Avodah Zarah, that the light falls directly anyway. And on top of that, you've got a ledge of some kind that sticks out over him. Or shinanim. Shinanim mean teeth. What they're actually talking about, these rocks that are made like teeth, they're very sharp rocks, they jut up, but they jut up and they are tilted. And because of that, there's an oil in the area under the tilt. And sichachot, that are branches, or peraot. Peraot are also branches, but they're branches that are made out of these thorn bushes. They're not as thick the way that a canopy of a tree is. In all of these cases, assuming that they are strong enough, shein yicholim lekabel ma'aziva raka, so they have to have at least, I mean, in order to be considered to be an ohel, they have to be able to at least be able to support the minimal sense of a roof. We spoke about that before, like the klipas hashum. So over here, we're talking about a very thin layer of plaster. Then they're considered to be an ohel, but otherwise they're just like open. So it says Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim say no, they have to be able to actually support a normal layer of plaster, a maziva benonit. It's not just any old plaster on it. When we talk about a sechacha, we're talking about a tree canopy. So that's an ilan, shuhu meisech ala aretz. If you're talking about praot, which are made out of thorn bushes, where would you get that? Well, very often you're walking along a wall and you look up and above the wall there's this beautiful bougainvillea or something, right? And it's basically covering you with a canopy. I mean, yeah, it's not the same kind of thick canopy as a tree, but that we call piraot. And that is part of the machlokas over here of the Chachamim and the Rebbe Meir. Now, how about things that are only an ohel for spreading tumah, and not to be chotzitz b'fnei atumah? So the first thing that we do is we contrast all of the items that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph that are both an ohel for chatzitza and for spreading, to be mevias atumah, except by changing one of the criteria. We change the halacha. And that's very simple, of course, because all of the cases in the first Mishnah we're talking about where these things were not roi lekabel tumah because they were too big to be mekabel tumah. So what if they're not that big? What if they're able to be mekabel tumah? If they're able to be mekabel tumah, then we know that anything that's mekabel tumah is not chotzitz b'fnei atumah. So these things are mevi'in tumah, but they're not chotzitz b'fnei atumah. And we have the same list, these big shida, teva, umigdal, the big kaveret akash, or the Kaveret HaKanim, or the water tank for the those Svinot Alexandria. But in this case, it doesn't have a flat bottom, in which case it's rollable. And if it's rollable, then it is metalto mole verecum, and metalto mole verecum means it's mekabel tuma. Or the other ones are enon machzik en arba as abalach, shem kurayim beyavesh. Or the ones that are not rollable are not big enough to hold 40 sa of liquid. So either, in either case, either if they're rounded or they're just not big enough, then the din is they're mekabel tuma. And if they're mekabel tuma, they're not chaytzitz bifnei hatuma. And we also had a list of materials that were in the first Mishnah, and we said that those materials can become Ohalim if they're built like Ohalim. But now let me give you the same list of materials and point out to you that under normal circumstances, these things cannot be Chotzitz Bifnei HaTumah because they're not Ohalim, and therefore they're just materials that are Mekabel Tumah. If you're talking about a curtain, or the sakurtia, which was a kind of leather apron kind of thing, a katublia, which was a leather tablecloth or a sheet, or a sadin. These are exactly the cases that we mentioned before in the first Mishnah. A mapatz or a machatzelet, these are mats made from different, either softer or more tough kind of reeds that are not made into ohalim. They're just simply, they're right there like a flat piece of material, and they were not spread out to look like a tent. They can spread tuma if they're over an opening, because the covering will still spread tuma, but it'll go straight through the covering, because if the halacha is that it's mekabel tuma, it cannot be chotzitz b'nei hatuma. And there's another case that we had in the first Mishnah. That was the herd of buffalo, or we've got something that's underneath the stomach of an animal. But if that animal is dead, behema v'chaya shamesu, so then it can spread tuma, but now it is metame because it's an avela, and because of that, it is not roi to be chotzitz bifnei hatuma. And then we had another case in the first Mishnah, and that was ochlim that were never exposed to liquids, and therefore they're not roi lekabel tuma. Well, if the ochler are tameim, not meaning they're literally tummy, but they're mukshel kabel tuma, then everybody is moda that, of course, they are not chotzitz bifnei hatuma. Now, besides the things that we had in the first Mishnah, that we just change one criteria, I want to also add, says the Mishnah, a musaf aliyan. Besides the things in the first Mishnah, there is something else that is an ohel, but won't be chotzeitz. It will only be mevias hatuma. And that would be a rechaim shel adam. That's a hand-operated mill, which means that it's a kli, because it's hand-operated. It's not mechuber. And therefore, it is only shayach to spreading tuma, and it is not shayach to actually being chotzeitz bifnei hatuma. The normal kind of mill, which I have to hook up to a power source, like an animal or something, that is not shayach mekabel tuma because it's mechuber.